Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Exactly. And I'm one that thought Florida State should have been in because I thought what they accomplished during the season should have been enough to get them in. And I can say all that and say, yeah, I knew they were going to be a worse team in the playoff without him. I still think they should have been in, but they were going to be undeniably worse. And so I understand that a little bit more than I would keeping an 11-1 Ole Miss out or punishing them, not getting the home game. I don't totally buy that. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. You know, with the committee surprises us with something new every week. That one would really go beyond surprising me. That would kind of shock me. Again, if they're 10-2, no, they're in big trouble, or significant trouble at the very least. 11-1, I think they're hosting a first round playoff game.
No, it is funny. It feels like they're playing for a first round play at home game, or maybe not at all.
Right. Yeah, I'm not saying they're out at 10-2, but regardless of who the coach is, like. That is the problem here is there's this theory, and we've all contributed to it, of the working theory is 10-2 from the SEC gets you in. But we're sitting here with Vanderbilt saying 10-2 might not get you in.
Hello?
Yeah.
No, I'm with you. Like, I mean, you and I talked about this, like, with Vandy. It's like, I thought during the first rankings, I was like, oh, they're kind of the losers. But then that's kind of the other thing. Are we ready to say Texas, that 9-3 dream is out?
I think that 9-3 dream is it's on the endangered species list, at the very least.
Didn't that game feel like it should have been a disqualifier?
I think so. I still think the committee's very much in the moment, you know, week to week. They loved Alabama last week. They lose by 2 points, and they drop 6 spots. So if A&M's 11-0... And Texas looks like gangbusters in that. I just don't think they're going to. I think maybe they beat A&M, but I don't think it's like a thumping enough that it's going to justify putting them in at 9-3. I think the Texas or the loss to Georgia probably is just a disqualifier. I think there's a sliver of hope. You know, it would be nice if some other teams get out of the way. If you're Texas, like you need Ole Miss to lose. You know, to drop to 10-2, you need Oregon to lose, you need a lot of help, and you have to get to 9-3. And it would help if you're not beating Texas A&M on a last second field goal. It'd help if you're beating them by 17 points. The way it's not a disqualifier is exactly what I just said there. If Texas beats undefeated A&M by 3 scores, I'm willing to say there's a chance for Texas. I think it's still a little bit of a long shot, but I think there's a chance.
Yeah, I think the lesson is always everyone wants to jump to kind of the four-team or BCS era brain where these losses are death sentences.
Right.
And it's just like they're not. At the same time, it's like, does anyone believe that's one of the 12 best teams in the country?
Well, it might be one of the 12 best, but the conversation is one of the 10 best, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
Two spots are going to be taken, so they might be one of the 10 best. Yeah, the conversation becomes, are they one of the, or one of the 12 best? The conversation becomes, are they one of the 10 best? The other thing, though, too, is I'm a big one on liking to see some non-conference games. I do like the argument of if Texas had scheduled, you know, Slappy University in week one instead of Ohio State, and they got to 10-2, we wouldn't be ready to disqualify them from a blowout loss to Georgia. We would say, well, they're 10-2. They finished with a win against A&M. I think they have to be in. And so I do think the games have to matter, and you don't get a total freebie for losing a game, but I don't know. I don't want to incentivize teams that go out and play nobody in their non-conference schedule. So that's why I'm willing to consider it at 9-3, because one of the three losses was a road loss to what's probably going to be the number one team in the nation. I shouldn't say probably. They could lose to Michigan or Indiana, but as it stands right now, the number one team in the nation, they lost to him by a touchdown on the road. That is a reason why I would be willing to keep the door cracked for Texas. You know, if you have three losses and you lost to, you know, some 9-3 team in your non-conference, no, you're out at that point. If you lose to a 13-0 team, I will keep the door cracked for you, because bravo, you didn't play Slappy University in week one.
Well, I think the other point that you make there is also why 10-2 Ole Miss would probably be vulnerable, because Wake canceled the last game. Their quote unquote Power 5 opponent or Power 4 opponent was Washington State, so they have four. You know, their non-con is four G5s or G6s, whatever we're referring to them now. And you avoided the only team that you're going to play in the top four, right, is Georgia. No Alabama, yeah, no A&M. Like,
yeah, they did beat Oklahoma, so that still counts.
Yeah.
As, you know, top 10 win. And I don't know if it hurts them that much that Wake – I don't know how much Wake would have helped them as compared to Washington State. Like, I don't – that probably –
That's six win Wake to you. Come on, Blake.
Oh, yeah. How many wins has Washington State got?
I know they lost to Oregon State.
Yeah, probably not that big of a difference. I don't know that Wake, if you're pinning your hopes to a win against Wake Forest, you're probably already in trouble. But yeah, it didn't help them. I don't know how much that hurt them. But your point is, if they would have beat like a top 25.
Yeah, or even just played a mid-tier Big 12 team, it feels right. Like that would have at least, like, even if they would have beat Baylor.
Right, yeah, Baylor win looks good, or looks okay. But yeah, that's the other thing with Ole Miss too, is there's beyond the Oklahoma win, there's not a ton to point to other than, well, we looked great against Georgia for three quarters. But I don't know if this committee is ready to get to the point where you reward looking good for three quarters. Like, I mean, they love a good loss, so maybe that helps Ole Miss. I've made the joke that maybe Alabama climbs in the rankings by losing the SEC championship game. They have another good loss on the resume.
Yeah. Quality, you know, on a neutral site.
Yeah, neutral site, good loss.
Yeah.
That's one thing maybe I was in danger of being a punition. That's one thing I raised after these last CFP rankings of everybody thinks Alabama is going to be fine if they win the Iron Bowl. Not so fast. And it's not just, everybody thinks they're going to be fine if they lose in a close one in the SEC championship. But I raised the point in a column, what if BYU bid steals? What if all of a sudden the Big 12's getting two? Then you have to drop Alabama one spot. And if they drop to 11, they're in trouble, because you got to be in the top 10 if you want an at-large bid, knowing that one of those spots goes to the G5 and one's going to the ACC champion. So,
well, 11, what if Miami gets back in? Like, what if Miami goes out tomorrow and wins by 30, and then they go and they beat Pitt by 30?
Right.
Like,
yeah, Bama does not clinch by winning the Iron Bowl, unless some other teams disintegrate around them. If chalk holds, they're not necessarily in just by winning the Iron Bowl and going to Atlanta. It really helps them. Texas Tech needs to beat BYU a second, or whoever is the other team in the Big 12 championship. I'm saying BYU is a placeholder because it's in line to be them right now. But Bama needs Texas Tech to win the Big 12 championship, make that a one-bid league. And you're right. It doesn't do Bama any favors if Miami wins by 30 points these next two weeks. Boy, that's a tough one too there. We haven't even got to Miami, but maybe that's a conversation for another day. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll save it. We'll let them. There's always a chance for Mario to Mario. All right, so
right.
We'll let that be. All right, Blake, have a great weekend.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Blake Topmeyer of the USA Today Sports Network. When we come back, we tell your story. Or beg your pardon, when we come back, we get into the list. We will get into the NFL. Of course, we had Thursday Night Football. Not a great look for the Bills, but I got some thoughts on that as well. Stick around. You are listening to Jeffrey Wright and Company on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Over at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we've got the Give Gifts and Get Gifts sale going on right now. That means now through tomorrow, if you spend $1,999 or more at Robert Irwin Jewelers, you'll get a free pair of Apple AirPods Pro 3 Editions. They also have a huge diamond sale going on right now, so you should take advantage of that. And all of our listeners, if you mentioned that you heard about it right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, you'll get an extra 10% off of your bridal purchase. You can also save up to 50% off all the bridal purchase options as well. Robert Irwin Jewelers is where we went to get my wife's engagement ring as well as our wedding rings. A fantastic shopping experience. I cannot recommend it enough. Go in and see for yourself, because as soon as you go in and you see the fine people of Robert Irwin Jewelers, you're going to leave feeling like you had a fantastic shopping experience. They also have great financing options, 12 months interest free, or you can take up to 60 months to pay at a low APR. Robert Irwin Jewelers, bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, 5 locations, or you can shop online at rijewelers.com. Let's get in the list. Thursday Night Football. All right, George, in a Thursday night game for the ages, a couple of things stood out. Number one, you can kind of predict how Bills games are going to go if you just see a turnover within basically the first three drives. They tend to get them in bunches. And last night, to me, really boiled down to a couple of plays. The tip pass interception that I think was returned for a touchdown, but we had the illegal blindside block. I can't remember if he got all the way into the end zone before the penalty or what. I think maybe he got inside the 10. But the tipped intercept or the tip ball results in an interception, gets him into scoring position, and then Shakir,
the fumble
on the long third down conversion, and the Texans basically, you know, they found a way to just park the bus, because in the second half, the Bills defense is getting absolutely ripped, and I'm sitting here going, I must have watched a different game, because the unit that should be getting ripped was the offensive line.
Oh, they were horrible.
And Will Anderson's obviously a great player. Like, I'm not taking anything away from him, but 8 sacks on a quarterback that is very tough to sack, that's on that unit. And then I thought an underrated, massive play in the game, Deion Dawkins on 4th and 1, false start. Now, I also think this should be noted. In fairness to my offensive line brethren, when you break the huddle with like 28 seconds and then you're flipping the formation and you're having receivers go in motion and then back out of motion and then you're trying to send another guy in motion, all the while the guy's in a stance and he's got Will Anderson lined up, head up on him, and you see the play clock down to 1, I get being a little jumpy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially at that point in the game, time, distance, situation, as well. And the thing is, too, it wasn't just Will Anderson who got home.
No.
I mean, we had linebackers getting home. That 1 sack by Henry To'o was a dagger. Danielle Hunter was phenomenal, again, for this Houston defense. If anything, the way I look at it is, you know, you have to look at the Texans' defense and the way that they played, again, situationally. Because their offense, I mean, that Texans offense was pretty poor most of the night. Sure, they were able to sustain a couple drives, but they just couldn't move the ball really all that effectively either.
I think their touchdown drive was the 2-minute drive, right?
The second one.
Okay, so the other thing I was also thinking about, another massive play last night, was the missed extra point.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, that's just also one of those classics. If you bet on that game, you're like, I know that's going to matter. And sure enough, a 4-point game could have been a 3-point game. And the other thing that kind of stunk about the way the game ended, and congrats to the Texans, like, that was a well-earned win. Like, that hook and ladder is just going to be forgotten now. And that was an awesome hook and ladder.
Yeah, it was well executed. It was good.
The other problem that I had with the Bills last night, and this is always a bigger issue of, how much of it is the way a game is called versus everything is an RPO? But man, they moved the ball so much better every time they just went to quick game. And, you know, it was pretty obvious neither tackle could hold up pretty well last night.
No.
And the Texans were not having a lot of problems getting home. But this was the other kind of big picture thing I was thinking about, which is, obviously, the reaction is going to be the Bills, like, this is not a year. Like, this is a lost year, whatnot. I just wonder, and maybe there's no point in complaining about it because it's not like the commish is ever going to change his mind. But it's like, are we really learning anything from these Thursday night games? I would be curious, because whatever big picture take you have, this is what I know to be 1,000% true in all my years of either watching or playing football. When you cannot block, nothing is going to work. And so last night you have this situation where the Bills are pretty much, they had no prayer of blocking the Texans' front. And so now we just wind up getting a standalone game, which is always going to result in a bunch of takes. But this is the other interesting thing I find about the AFC, which is, it seems likely at this point the Bills are going to be a wild card team.
Likely.
And if the Chiefs are to make the playoffs, they're going to be a wild card team.
Right.
But we're also in this unique situation of, are we really going to trust whoever the 1 or the 2 seed is, which at this point is likely to either be the Broncos or the Colts?
also have the Patriots in there.
Sorry, Broncos, Patriots, Colts.
Yes. If you have to ask me, I mean, no. Right.
And so,
now,
like, this is where I want to expand on it.
Right.
I also think this is true. I'm not saying the Bills are not taking the regular season seriously, but I think everyone in that building knows that this 17 games does not matter. What matters is whatever happens to them in January.
Right.
And I also think that this is true. I think they have had James Cook very much on a pitch count.
Oh, yeah.
I also think...
He was awesome last night, by the way. He was super good.
But, I mean, how many snaps did he wind up getting?
Snaps or touches?
Just in general with touches. Like,
he had 17 carries.
So...
17 carries for a buck 16 and a touchdown. I mean...
And Josh, they did not do a ton of quarterback run game.
No.
And...
He was just fine.
And even if we want to use an example different from the Bills, let's use the Eagles.
Right.
The Eagles are a tough offensive watch right now.
But That's for sure.
Do I really believe that in January that team's going to try to win playoff games 10-7? No, because what I think is going to happen in January is all of a sudden Jalen Hurts, who's averaging, I think, about 2 carries a game the last month.
He's going to start to run the ball more. That's going to open up other avenues of the offense.
They're going to get more favorable matchups because now that everybody can't just sit there in a quarters look shell, keep everything in front of them, and just make them march the ball down the field. Now you're going to have to go one high safety, and everyone's going to start getting favorable looks. But I think we are in this weird kind of no one's going to ever talk about it because it's the NFL, and no one tanks in the NFL. No one, but we're in kind of load management.
Yeah, for a lot of these teams, I would say especially in the AFC. The NFC, you could argue to me a little bit more because we have a little bit more depth in terms of what teams are good and what teams aren't necessarily as good. And then you also have a couple upstarts in there. I mean, look at how well Chicago has played at points during this season. Seattle is doing stuff that we did not fully expect them to do going into the year. I mean, Tampa's Tampa at this point. You kind of expect it with that poor division that they play in.
Yeah, Tampa's also fallen victim to... Their schedule's been pretty brutal the last month or so. Like they're gonna.
Their schedule's been really bad. They've also had injuries to how many of their main offensive players. But even then, I mean, you've got Detroit, San Fran, even with all of their injuries, they're still playing well. I would put that a lot on their coaching. And then you have great offensive teams that, I mean, Dallas, as much as we want to rip on their defense, their offense has been probably the best in the NFL.
And again, we are not going to overreact to what you did against the Raiders, but you can speak from experience. Quentin Williams is going to be a difference maker.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, again, do I want Matt Eberflus as my head coach? No. Do I have a problem if you told me he's coaching my defense? No.
Also, no.
And I never thought it was a scheme problem when they were giving up all the yards that they were giving up. I definitely thought it was a personnel issue. Well, now all of a sudden they've started to beef up the defense. And the offense is still scary.
Right. That offense, I mean, shoot. It
Who
looked
do you
at
take
times,
away?
You really can't do anything with them when they're all at their full complement on offense.
Right.
I mean, and Javonte Williams has been awesome for them.
Even if CD and Pickens are miserably hungover, they both can put up 100-yard games.
And it looks like it's easy for them, too. So, in the AFC, you could pretty easily make that case, especially when we're looking at teams like the Bills. How much do we trust Pittsburgh right now? I mean, they're leading their division, but for how long?
I mean, it feels like we could have a tie this weekend.
Absolutely. I mean, is Pittsburgh going to end up starting? Who even is their backup right now?
It's your boy Mason Rudolph.
Is it still?
Yeah.
Yeah, we might have a 6-5 tie at the top of that division.
Who do the Ravens have this weekend?
The Jets.
Okay, so we could be at 6-5, 6-5. Are we putting any stock into Burrow actually coming back?
Maybe not this week, but if it ends up being next week, it wouldn't shock me. I wonder.
So desperate.
Do they have a short week coming up? Is my question.
Is it next week? I thought they play on Thursday. They play like the Ravens on Thursday night. Is that a week from yesterday?
Yeah, that's the 26th. So would it shock me if they end up almost punting a little bit on the Patriots game?
Because they're not going to have Jamar.
Right.
But it's like, are they at a point that would be their eighth loss? It's like,
yeah.
Does
is
nine
it worth it?
Well, the real question to me is like, does 9-8 get you in?
Right now, I would have to say no. I mean, right now, you have how many teams with, you've got seven teams with four or fewer losses.
So right now, top of the divisions are Broncos, Patriots, Colts, Steelers.
Yep.
Chargers, Bills, Jags would be your wild card teams. And as mentioned, no one has more than four losses. Texans are at 6-5. The Chiefs have the Colts this week. The problem that the Chiefs do have is they are going to lose. If we assume that they're too far back to actually win the division, although I'm still not ready to say with 100% certainty, because they still get to play the Chargers again.
Yep.
And they get to play the Broncos again.
This first one against the Broncos was in Denver.
It was in Denver. Mahomes had one of his worst picks he's had all year.
And they still only lost by three.
Correct. Now, there's also an argument to be made. What if the Chiefs are now dealing with forever that division with Mahomes in this situation?
Right.
Chargers were incompetent. Broncos were
wherever.
Occasionally, you know, but now,
frisky.
Now you have elite coach in Harbaugh, elite coach in Peyton, and all these one-score games are now more toss-ups.
Absolutely. I mean, and the crazy one to me right now still is the Chargers, because that offensive line with all the injuries is absolutely putrid. It's horrible. Did you see that they're, I think this week they're going to end up starting Trevor Penning at left tackle? Like, if their offensive line is, which I think it is right now. Let's look at their, oh, it is. Oh, this is nasty. This is gross. Listen to this for their O-line, and one of these guys is out. Trevor Penning, Zion Johnson, Bradley Bozeman, Mekhi Becton, and Trey Pipkins.
I mean, the Saints, I have to imagine when Mickey Loomis got the call and they asked for Penning, he's like, are you serious? Is this a prank? Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
I'll take two Gatorade bottles and some
two
orange
pencils
slices.
And a highlighter.
I'll take a bag of cuties from the Kroger.
And I mean, that's kind of where I do actually, I find myself less interested in how it shakes out. And I'm way more interested in how are these teams that are going to have the best record, but they don't have a lot of playoff experience. And maybe we'll just find out we get to the playoffs and like Drake May's just the dude. Jaden Daniels didn't have any playoff experience. How'd that look?
He looks pretty good.
I mean, and maybe we will discover that. Hey, the Patriots got the coach right, and they got quarterback right, and they've paired him with an offensive coordinator that knows exactly how to make it easy for him.
With the Patriots, I think that is much more likely than any other scenario, is that Drake May could be that guy. Like, I just look at the body of work at this point, and I mean, even as much as we want to look back all the way back to how poorly he played.
It's just his junior year. If I never would have seen his junior year,
right,
I would have been fine with it.
Absolutely. But we saw the rest of it.
But the problem is we saw the junior year. And I guess we can just chalk that up to,
God, they had nothing around him.
Yeah, but
and wasn't that just after a handful of his guys had gotten drafted?
It was the two running backs.
It was Javonte and who was the other one?
Javonte Williams and then, God.
I remember the other one being really good, too.
Then he had that other receiver.
Oh, was it? It was Michael Carter, wasn't
it? Yeah, Michael Carter, yeah. And then they, like, Chip Lindsey came in, and they were running a different offense. Like, there are contextual reasons. I also think this is true. I do think players matter more than coaching, but I do think if you have a truly competent offensive coordinator, it helps tremendously.
Absolutely.
And if I'm a Patriots fan, what I'm the most excited about is
Will Campbell.
Well, I mean that, but to me it's like we have a pretty significant sample size. Josh McDaniels is a great offensive coordinator, but he's not a good head coach. And that's a good spot to be in because you can just keep him for a while.
Easily.
Because, like, I do think that's what's an interesting aspect of, like, this whole coaching cycle where, I mean, I've mentioned this to you, and I think I might have said it to Jeff. We have wound up in this position where all of the actual hot offensive coordinators have wound up all over the last 5 to 7 years getting head coaching jobs, and they're now just, they're all play callers. And so I do wonder if also...
Does this change the next crop where these offensive coordinators that are currently at spots don't necessarily have as much experience being like the primary play caller, that sort of thing? I mean, look, think about it. Ben Johnson, Dave Canales, who was the guy before him in Tampa that got
Liam?
Up?
Did we say Liam?
Liam Cohen.
Yep.
You've got...
I think it technically went Canales, then Cohen.
Right. No, you're right. But the thing is, that's three right there over like the last just two cycles.
Yeah, I mean, like, look at now. Ben Johnson was the hot name.
Yep.
I wonder how Cliff is viewed. I do also think Cliff is another, like, Cliff also very much, like, if I'm asking Cliff to run my offense, I'm cool with that.
Right.
But I don't really want Cliff running my team. Although, how much of it?
How much of it is Arizona?
Yeah.
Who was the offensive core? Kellen Moore. Throw him in there.
Yep.
Who was the other guy from Philly before
Steichen.
Him? Steichen.
And he's now, I mean, now that, I mean, look at what he's done with Daniel Jones.
Right. And then we had, was it McDonald was one? Or was he a DC?
McDonald's DC.
Because I know a guy out in Seattle was a DC.
That's what I'm saying.
Who was there in Tennessee?
Are you saying the guy that just got fired?
The guy who just got fired.
That was Brian Callahan. He was...
He was an offensive coordinator, too, wasn't he?
Offensive coordinator, but not a play caller with the Bengals. So...
And I mean, even we can stretch this back a little further. Kevin O'Connell?
KOC. I mean, Shanny, McVay, like all these guys. Like it's... And now... So maybe McDonald creates this situation where maybe more organizations are looking to... Okay, if we can find, like, is Jesse Minter new McDonald? Like, hey,
maybe.
Both they did their Harbaugh stints and and they're impressive guys and whatnot. Or I don't know. I almost wonder though, because of the lack of offensive names, I almost wonder if the coaching, like, does Black Monday
not necessarily happen as quickly?
Like, or is like Black Monday not as severe?
Maybe. Or maybe the carousel starts earlier.
Yeah. You ready? Lane Kiffin. All right, here we go. We have this from Keith Carter. The official statement. You ready?
I'm as ready as I can be.
Coach Kiffin and I have had many pointed and positive conversations regarding his future at Ole Miss, including meeting today with Chancellor Boyce. While we discussed next steps, we know we cannot lose sight of what is most important. Our sixth-ranked team that is poised to finish the regular season in historic fashion. Despite the outside noise, Coach Kiffin is focused on preparing our team for the Egg Bowl, and together, we want to ensure that our players and coaches can concentrate fully on next Friday's game. The team is on the cusp of an unprecedented season, and it's imperative they feel the support of the Ole Miss family in the week ahead. An announcement on Coach Kiffin's future is expected the Saturday following the game. That to me reads like the last game that Lane Kiffin will be coaching is Friday in Starkville.
That is also how that reads to me.
Don't know whether or not you want to make of this anything, but Knox Kiffin, who's preparing for a
another playoff
game, is wearing LSU. Beats headphones.
Wonder where he got those.
Probably on a trip.
If I had to take a guess.
And I mean, again, with Kiffin, it's like I predicting, but it's like if they would have made the decision that he's staying, I don't think this says like we'll make an announcement next Saturday. Now the question is how long can LSU keep it quiet, if that is indeed the case?
probably, you know what, I'll say that I think they would leave it all the way until Saturday. As much as we have the thought process of, okay, well, there's obviously insiders, there's obviously people doing as much digging into this decision, into these programs as there are, you would think that there was that caveat with, okay, we're having these conversations, essentially Kiffin, LSU, and Ole Miss, obviously not all together, but you would think if that's a decision that they're making, hey, we're going to wait on this announcement, that it's not going to get out purely out of, I mean, imagine if it does, and then Kiffin very easily would just be like, we know how he is, nah. You disrespected my one wish out of this.
I just really find it hard to believe that you release this statement and it's going to be he's staying.
If it was, I mean, that would just be so on brand. Weirdly enough, it would be on brand for Kiffin, but I think it would be pretty off brand for the way that Keith Carter's operated.
I mean, I guess what you can always say if you need the old copium, as the kids say,
I really don't.
Buying yourself time does give him time to change his mind. Unless they went in and said, here's the deal.
This statement feels a lot more like the decision's already made.
Correct. That's
how I'm reading that.
That decision reads like, this decision's been made, but we're going to...
Kick the can down the road another, 7 days?
Right, and we're going to... I would assume this weekend they're going to be talking to coaching candidates.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Now I wonder, because we did talk about this, and I know we have our games of the weekend we need to get to. You and I talked about this a little bit before, talking about some of the potential candidates that Ole Miss would be looking at. If the decision ends up coming out as soon as next Saturday, does that list not necessarily expand, but does it kind of clarify a little bit more of what coaches end up going as opposed to staying where they're at or going to a different job? Namely, the one that the one I'm thinking of is we've both heard that Sumrall wants the Ole Miss job.
And to be fair, like, I don't know how much of Sumrall wanting the Ole Miss job was just to have some competition for Auburn.
Maybe.
But
I mean, he did coach at Ole Miss.
He coached at Ole Miss. And listen, like, whether or not Auburn has a higher ceiling, debatable.
Right.
But you can make the argument right now that Ole Miss has figured out this space better.
Sure.
And so I don't think it's unreasonable to think that he would prefer it. But I would imagine it's also like probably can't risk it.
Sure.
Like if you have the option, but does maybe this open that up? Because,
I mean, that's exactly what we talked about. We're like a guy like Sumrall in his position right now is not in a position to tell Auburn, hey, hold up, wait. I don't know what's going to open up.
Yeah, that is...
That'd be a tough look.
All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, we will pick our games of the weekend. We'll do it next right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, George. As we head into rivalry week, matchups, particularly in the college game this weekend, light, shall we say?
Light is, light might be kind to it, actually.
Obviously, a huge part of this is a lot of the SEC teams that have played bigger non-conference games as they head into their big rivalry game next week. Like, there's kind of the spiritual successor of SoCon Saturday. I think we have one clear headliner with Oregon and USC.
Yes.
I think it also matters, like, how much does the Tennessee-Florida game in your heart still matter? I think there's a couple of significant games in terms of playoff picture, but, like, in terms of contenders for a national championship, we're probably light on that. But there's probably enough. And then as we go to the NFL slate, all right, let's see. We have one game in the early window that I would deem top five worthy. We have a 3:05 game that I think is actually must watch, but not really from a good football perspective.
Is that Cleveland game?
Oh, yeah.
The Shadur Bowl?
It's got to be under consideration. And then we have a decent Sunday night game with Bucks and Rams. All right.
I'm into that one. I like that one. Do we have I'm looking. Do we have any good NBA?
It's just so tough for me to sit there and go NBA or college.
Right now it is.
Yeah, like,
if it was like a top, you know, 25 matchup in college hoops, you know, you could get me there. But a lot of those were midweek this week because of, you know, the ballroom bowls.
Yeah, I mean we're about to get into like Feast Week, which is truly just a great week.
The pinnacle
of wall to wall college hoops. Like that's when it starts for me, but you know, I mean, obviously there's an important game for Memphis taking on Wake, but, like, is that one of the five biggest games for me this weekend? Probably not.
No. And the fact that, I mean, it starts, what, here in a couple hours?
I mean, I guess we have cup games tonight.
Oh, we do. Oh, yeah, that's right. The Grizzlies cup game is, what, tomorrow against Dallas?
That would be correct.
Is Dallas still just in the toilet?
So they've gotten a little bit of a bump from Nico. Like, the fan base has showed up again. They were spirited the other night in a loss.
Let's hope for a little bit more of that.
Let's hope for that. All right, you're number five.
I'm going to go here with Missouri on the road at Oklahoma. There is some watchability in this. Oklahoma's defense is fun to watch. And then watching anyone try to slow down Ahmad Hardy at this point is almost watching, you know, trying to watch
an act in futility. He's a fantastic back. The rumors are they put Bo Prabula as questionable. Did we not just watch him snap his leg a month
ago? I thought he was done.
Like, I was very curious about it. Because on the one hand, it's like, what is he even going to look like if he can play?
I mean, this is from 2 hours ago from just ESPN, like the Wire. Bo Prabula on track to start versus Oklahoma. And that's from Thamel.
Okay. I've got no problem with that.
Oh, he did not have an ankle fracture. It was just a dislocation.
Okay. I mean, and I guess maybe if you had it clean.
Right.
Without ligament damage.
Sure.
All right. I'll go with my number five. It's still Tennessee, Florida. I know this game is not significant in any shape, form, or fashion. These jerseys still matter to me. You're number four.
I'm going to go with the Colts in Kansas City.
Okay.
Are the Colts for real? Is Kansas City dead?
My number four is Shadur.
The Shadur Bowl.
We got Shadur at Cleveland. Or, I'm sorry, Cleveland at Vegas. That's my number four. Again, I don't know if it'll be good football, but I do think it'll be something to watch.
It will be something to watch, that's for sure.
You're number three.
My number three. Weirdly, I don't know why I'm weirdly curious about this one, but the Eagles on the road in Dallas.
No, I
there's some fascination, like, what does Philly's offense actually look like right now?
I think that is a very good call.
Is Dallas going to show up?
I have no problem with that as well. All right, my number three, I'm going with Rams and Bucks Sunday Night Football.
I like it. That's my number two. That one is still super interesting to me. We found out today Tampa's still without Bucky Irving, and the Rams are just a wagon right now.
I mean,
they're playing such good football.
They did almost like hang on to lose or have to hold on for dear life after
just a missed kick by Jason Myers. Wasn't that a 60-yarder?
It was like 64, and
maybe like 2 or 3 years ago he would have nailed that, but
yeah, and maybe with the new footballs, the K-balls, I was a little surprised. It actually came up short. All right, my number two, that is where I'm going to put, that's where I'm going with
the Colts game?
Colts and Chiefs, because there is, like, at some point, it's like, Chiefs got to win one of these.
You would think, I mean, they have the pedigree, obviously, but their defense has been so just, ugh. Lately, and I don't know why.
I think it's fair. All right, your number one game of the weekend. I assume we have the same.
It's at USC on the road at Oregon tomorrow night.
It's gonna tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, did they move
that's,
that one
that's
up?
That's at 2:30. CBS finally gonna get a game that might register.
Oh, that's right.
It's at 2:30 at Allison.
Look at that. Sorry, they have the full list going, and it's just everything starting at 11. So it's like halfway down the page.
No, it is definitely one of those days. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we tell your story next right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, George, for today's Don't Tell These Story, tell your story. A.J. Brown yesterday at practice was asked about how he feels about the speculation that he isn't the same player this season. I guess Saquon ain't the same player this season either.
What do we always say about diva wide receivers?
Listen, that's what you
gotta
need.
Have one.
You gotta have a true diva at number one.
Gotta have one.
I actually think that they're like, I think they're fine.
I think they're fine.
I think they kind of need the drama. Like, I think that kind of
might help them out a little bit, giving them a little extra juice.
Want to thank Blake Topmeyer for joining the show. If you missed anything, it'll be on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, for DeMichael, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. Gabe Kuhn's show is coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.